So the results presented in this and subsequent slides are in the form of Kaplan-Meier curves, with the x-axis being the years from initial breast cancer diagnosis and the y-axis being the percentage likelihood of a contralateral breast cancer. And as you can see from these curves, the risk at 10 years of a contralateral breast cancer in BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers was approximately 20%. There was a constant 2% risk over the follow-up period, and this risk was approximately constant up to 25 years. So we didn't see a decline after 10 years, as has previously been suggested. The curves appear to flatten out beyond 25 years of follow-up. However, this is perhaps likely to be due to the small numbers of cases that were available for censorship beyond this follow-up period.